Our guest at the cafe this morning is the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission, Carol Taylor. Good morning, Carol.
Good morning.
Carol writes, of course, a blog, the Carol C. Taylor blog on history in Hunt County in Northeast Texas, and I watched that very closely. And she had an article here very recently called The Undertold Marker in Hunt County. But now this is about, we'll get into this specifically, but there's a new category of historical markers in the state of Texas, and these are called undertold or untold.
Undertold
markers that allowed you to do markers that are not necessarily for so much a specific event, but allow you to get into some things that otherwise you might not be able to do.
Well, to be honest, when they first started this, and it's been available maybe 10 years, it doesn't cost anything.
That's good.
That's the big thing.
Yeah.
When you submit an application for a historical marker, there's an extra $100 fee on it.
Mm-hmm.
That money is put into an account, and different throughout the state of Texas, there are wonderful stories that the people sometimes don't even know they have.
So the normal fee that goes for a historical marker helps to pay for some of these more unusual type of markers, and this is a new program with the Texas Historical Commission. But the 100th Texas Historical Marker in Hunt County was placed recently, and this was in Wolf City.
Right.
Tell us about that.
Well, Wolf City was settled early,
mm-hmm.
but there were small farms in that area, or farming, and there was no community, no town, until Mr. Wolf put his mill there.
Hmm.
So it was not a community. They didn't have stores, churches, anything. But by the 1880s, they were working to build a town, and the Baptist Church built a town, a church, and they, a year later or so, they decided that the African Americans, the blacks, needed a church.
Mm-hmm.
And so the four men from the white Baptist church met with seven people from the black, in the black community. And they discussed financing and where would they put this church. And they were, you know, they wanted it separate but equal.
Mm-hmm. In the custom of the day.
Right.
Yeah. So this became the Ebenezer Baptist Church, which is still in Wolf City, still very active.
And it's still at the same place.
In Wolf City. We're talking with Carol Taylor, and Carol is the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. And this was then the story. This story is what is on the 100th historical marker that
there's
was
recently.
There's what?
There's more.
Well, I know there's more. We're going to talk about it. I'm just saying that's the specific thing that we're talking about here. This was the 100th historical marker in Hunt County. So you had an interracial committee, basically, that created the Ebenezer Baptist Church.
Right.
And what else is interesting?
On the black committee, there were four women mm-hmm. and three men.
Mm-hmm.
This is 1887.
Mm-hmm.
Women didn't have the right to vote.
Right.
Women in Texas were nothing. And so all of a sudden, you know, and nobody knew it really. But here they had, these women came and they were accustomed to working hard and they were going to get their church. The same attitude was down at Center Point.
And that is where?
At Center Point Baptist Church. on Highway 69 south of Greenville.
Okay, okay. We've talked about that,
yeah,
that before. So not only did you have an interracial committee, but you also had both sexes represented on this committee, which was highly unusual for 1887.
Right.
Yeah, interesting. Right. So finally in August, the marker was unveiled, and you said the people at Ebenezer Baptist Church are very excited about it.
Oh, they were. They were. They were so kind. And, when I go to historical marker dedications and when I work with people who want a marker, you can tell when they are so proud of it. And then there's others that are not quite that enthusiastic. They just,
yeah.
And I've even seen one or two that, oh, I just want it out my front yard.
But that was not the case this time. And you say, right in your blog, that Melva Hill is the current pastor, and she's the first female pastor of the church. I know that name, Melva Hill. So I know she's very active.
She's from Greenville.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she's very active in community activities,
right,
in Greenville, and that,
yes,
and now the pastor of the church. Well, that's an interesting story and a great historical story, kind of thing that should be observed on a historical marker.
Yes.
And if there are any other stories, people should contact Carol, and the Historical Commission will get to work on that.
Yes.
Yeah, good. So, Carol, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the telephone line.
You're most welcome.
Carol Taylor is the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.